Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I am in heaven here on earth. I am in Uppercut Prime here with world champion grill master Steve Hughes. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Doing great. Say, you've got a collaboration out here coming up with another local restaurant.
Yeah, we did a collaboration with the new burger for Oak and Alley. It's called the Big Nasty. We're launching it on September 29th. It'll be launched at lunch. They were going to do that as their traveler burger, but since they came here, I did a cook for them and trained them how to build the burger. They decided after the first bite they were going to make it on a permanent menu.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, I say this all the time, but you cooked a steak for me last year, and it was the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. So tell me about the Big Nasty. What's on the Big Nasty?
It's our jalapeno cheddar pork burgers we sell here at the store, but it's also our slaw that we make and a special mustard sauce we do here in-house that goes over top of it with a toasted brioche bun.
Oh, my goodness. And this can only be had at Oak and Alley.
Oak and Alley only.
Okay, and starting September 29th, you said?
Yes, September 29th, they'll be having it at lunch. I'll be there at the opening on it, too.
Oh, sounds good. I bet you have a line around the block for that. Thank you, Steve.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow, and we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with this episode of BizBuzz. Today we're again at Uppercut Prime with Steve Hughes. And Steve, you're getting ready for what, World Championships of Food?
Yeah, it's World Foods down in Indianapolis, Indiana. They signed a 5-year contract to do it down there at the State Fairgrounds. It starts October 15th through the 19th. I will start cooking. I'll actually be doing a live fire cook outside. Other chefs will be indoors doing their cooks for, you know, their burgers, bacon, and vegan sandwiches and all that. But I will be cooking that Friday in live fire in the semifinals and hopefully make it to the actual finals on Sunday against 1,200 to 1,500 of the top chefs in the world.
Now, people don't realize, because I had no idea. You showed me kind of, I only think it was probably your grand champion steak, but just how you do a steak. And it was so detailed and so precise to the second. And to, it was amazing. And it tasted out of this world. I don't think people realize that you're right here in Warsaw, Indiana.
Yeah. As far as I can tell you one thing I'm doing at the Worlds down there, I can't give you my full recipe. I will be doing filet mignons down there again this year like we did last year, because we did first place with our filet mignon steaks in the semifinals down there, so I will be doing that. Mm-hmm. But I can't give the other dish side dishes with that right now.
Oh, man. You got to keep your secrets. Now, tell us a little bit, if anybody hasn't been in Uppercut Prime yet, tell us a little bit about what you sell here and where you're located.
We're located at 3163 East Center Street, Warsaw, next to Bob Evans. We carry prime meats here. We can get anything you want, tomahawk steaks, dino bone, beef bones, ribs. We've actually ordered kangaroo meat for some Aussies that just moved here.
Oh, my goodness.
We carry smokers, charcoal pellets, seasoning sauces, some of the best rubs you'll ever in the world. They're all world championship rubs that we carry in our store here.
Mm-hmm. Right, and a lot of people will maybe say that, like they've got world-class this, world-class that, but you're actually a world champion.
Yeah, we actually cooked all over the United States, and we've cooked against some of the biggest names in the world. And all these sauces and rubs in our store here is actually good friends of ours. I mean, it's just phenomenal rubs and sauces. Just have to know how to do layer profiles, which I've showed you, Scott.
Yeah,
when I showed you the steaks out back when I cooked them for you. We use five different seasonings just on one ribeye steak for competitions. We've actually bumped it up back in March. I got third place in the world in Fort Worth, Texas in ribeye steaks, and we actually added another seasoning to it. So we're actually running six seasoning rubs or seasonings profile on that one steak.
Third place in the world. How many? That's out of how many competitors?
There was over 600 teams down there.
Oh my goodness!
All over the world.
Now, also, people may not know this, but on Saturdays they can come here and get professionally cooked food.
Yeah, we do barbecue to go on Saturdays only. It's just like our ribs. We actually wrap our ribs here in the foil like we do in competition. We just don't put them on the smoker and throw sauce on them. We actually we treat a lot of our Saturday to go barbecue. We treat it actually like our competition, mm-hmm. pretty close to it. It's mm-hmm. not competition, but it's close.
And what hours can they come in and get the food here?
That's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays.
Okay. And if that's not enough, you give classes on how to cook steak.
Yeah, we do classes here. Like, it's usually on Sundays, our day off. Last class we did ribeye steaks, we did ribs, and we did chicken wings. We also, all these world champions that are on our shelves for rubs and sauces, I've got them booked coming in next year to do classes at the store, too, for people who travel from four or five different states just to take mm-hmm. their classes. Luke Booty's coming in next year, Sterling Smith, Luke Booty, Prime Time, Mark Seamer's coming in, Aces Wild, all these guys. Boars Night Out, they'll come in and do classes. It's just, all I get to do is make a phone call and they're here.
Yeah. Well, if you're like me, I don't know what I'm doing on a grill. I put a steak on the grill, I flip it over and it's done. I think, oh, this tastes great. But it does not compare to what you can do just by learning the simple things like I learned from Steve, just watching him once.
A lot of guys come here, took our classes, and gals. We've actually had gourmet chefs come in and take our steak classes. Mm-hmm. And they went back home to their spouses and they said, well, you finally learned how to cook a steak.
Well, don't take our word for it. Come on out to Uppercut Prime here, like I said, behind Bob Evans, and meet Steve and Tina and, learn how to do it right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott White with the Costco Chamber of Commerce, and today I'm at Instrumental Machine and Development with Muriel and Evan. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy you're here.
Yes. Hey, this place is awesome. I know all about it, but tell our viewers what IMD is.
Sure. So, Instrumental Machine and Development, we're a contract manufacturing shop located here in Warsaw, where we essentially make orthopedic instruments. We can make anything, but orthopedic instruments is our bread and butter. And we are currently in a hiring spree, looking for lots of preferably experienced machinists for working in off shift, second or thirds. Those hours run from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. with 4 10-hour shifts available, if you'd like your Fridays off, or a 3-day weekend, if you will. But yeah, we've seen an uptick in the industry, which is a great thing for obviously the community as well as IMD. And we're excited. We just would like to get some new team members in here. I'm going to have Evan speak a little bit more, though, about what types of positions we have open.
Great.
Yeah, hi, everyone. I just wanted to just kind of talk about what all we have available here at IMD. Mariel had just briefly spoke about our off-shift positions available. Yeah, we're looking for the CNC machinists and orthopedic polishers. Experience is preferred but not required. We do a lot of training here, so it is possible if you don't have any experience just to come in with a good attitude, and we'd be willing to help train. But being a machinist here, we definitely look into being able to have machinists do their own setups, being able to touch off tools, and doing offsets on the machines. But yeah, those are just a few things that we're looking for as far as our CNC machines operators go. And as far as polishing, we are looking for people that can or have experience with red wheels, gray wheels, that can do satin finish, buff finish, and be able to cut welds when we have welded work that's coming through the polishing.
Mm-hmm. About how many people are you looking to hire?
That's a good question. I am right now, I'm looking in that 10.
Oh my.
About 10 employees would be nice right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we are very busy right now. We have a lot of good things going. We've got a lot of new companies that have been looking to utilize us, and we got a lot of work coming in the door, and we just need to fill our capacity with employment.
And you know, we really, really like to focus in and hone in on those soft skills as well. If you have, as Evan mentioned, a willingness to learn, a good attitude, punctual, we will work with you. If you have the commitment and the drive, then we'd love to bring you on as a team member.
And while you're mentioning that, you bring them straight on as a team member. They don't work for like a temporary company for 6 months or a year.
They don't have to. I mean, we do have some temp agencies that are trying to help us fill positions, but we'd be more than happy to bring them on full time right away. Some other things that we have to offer that we are trying to mention to everybody is that we have competitive pay. We have a clean and climate controlled environment, which I know is very nice to have living in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have benefits available after 90 days. And then, like Mariel mentioned earlier, we have flexible scheduling, whether we do five 8-hour days or 4-10s, we are able to work with you. And then another bonus is that we're a family-owned company. We've been around since 1991. So we've been here for a while.
Just going to touch on the fact that we're not corporate. We're a small family-owned business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have all the red tape that you're going to see at some of the larger companies. And it's okay if you want to have a conversation with a fellow employee every now and then. It's not everything's on the clock. So, it's a nice family feel, a little less sterile than some of the bigger companies.
Mm-hmm. I know I've always loved working with you guys through the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. You guys are very, very friendly, very cordial, and like you said, I'm looking at your shop right now. It's just very, very nice, very clean, very bright, very climate controlled, like you said.
Yeah.
So how do people apply?
Great question. You can come in. Our address is 2098 Pound Drive West. We're just north of the movie theater. Also online, you have www.imdortho.com and click on the careers tab. Like we said, first come, first serve, but we are looking for off shifts, and please indicate in your application that whether you're interested in second or third shift.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Just want to thank you guys for coming and giving us the airtime to feature some of these openings.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Give Muriel and Evan a call. Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.